www.thebigfootsports.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, hour number two of the Monday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, whether it be a political issue or some sort of a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, we'll take your call about it at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Log on to the BBS. Check out all the great posts there. There's thousands of posts, hundreds of BBS members, posters.
That's right. Hundreds of members.
People that interact on our message board.
Correct.
It's very entertaining.
And it's all free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org. Again, the show you can literally hijack the airwaves on, bring up anything. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, brothers?
What's happening?
Hey. I'm really calling in about cults, because I think we really got a whole world full of nothing but cult members. And I just want to tell you and let everyone across the airwaves, across the world, know that what we're dealing with is not just a Christian cult, or a evolution cult.
Now, don't you think that the Christians would be angry by you calling them a cult?
Well, they could get angry all they want, but the bottom line is, what's the difference between a cult and a religion? There's no difference except
the number of adherents.
If you have 2 million followers, you know, back in the day they were saying that Mormons were this strange, almost like a cult group. But as your followers grow, you become accepted because they know they can't do anything about you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but if you're a 200-member religious cult, then you're just a cult. There's no difference. And the scariest
He's right. Paul is absolutely right. The difference is numbers. That's it.
I think that a cult could be defined by a religious organization that draws you away from your family and into a fold and then tries to, you know, leech off your money or something like that. I think that would be the most active definition.
Well, I can tell you which one doesn't leech off your money.
I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah. But my point is, I mean, I don't want to get into Christians. I don't want to bash them because, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about a Christian cult member or whether you want to talk about space cult one that thinks we went to the moon or whether you want to talk about the evolutionists, which are a cult. I mean, because, you know, ask yourself, what does an evolutionist believe? He believes that the world, you know, hydrogen gas exploded and somehow it turned into 92 elements, some kind of way evolved, and then it rained on a rock, and so they come from a rock.
How interesting that you're not really on the Christian side, you're not really on the evolution side. What do you believe, Paul?
Well, what I believe is, I really would like to tell you, but I don't want to waste a lot of your time, but the bottom line, to make it plain and simple, is this. What I seem to have come to a conclusion to. I don't like to use the word belief. I think too many people go around saying, I don't believe that George Bush is a bad guy. I believe NASA really went. We'll get down to the bottom line about it. But what I've come to the conclusion is I know that there's no beginning and there's no end. There is just a consciousness. But I'm just one person, and there's many people that feel the same way, but it's like a minority group because most people are into beliefs. I have faith that Jesus. I mean, what is faith? They want to dress up in things to come and blah, blah. No, faith is when you don't have any proof and you say, man, I really have faith that my girlfriend is not going to cheat on me.
Yeah, your faith is when you're backed up by just somebody's word. That's
it. Yeah, bottom line. But I just want to talk about the cult groups. And the reason why I got on the subject is because I just don't understand why people, there's so much evidence out there that if they just check it out, to mention just on the laws of logic alone, it's 35 years later.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the moon. These people still insist.
Oh, this again.
This again, but
we've hashed this out so many times, Paul.
I went out on a personal quest to kind of look at all the data about this whole moon thing because I was really open-minded about it.
Uh-huh.
And after looking at all the evidence provided forth by the people who think that we didn't go to the moon,
uh-huh,
I believe more strongly than ever that we did.
Once again, we're talking about a belief. And like I said, it's 35 years later.
Right, but there's if you can't prove it, like you're saying,
I
believe bouncing the laser. I believe the bouncing the laser thing. That's personally something.
Well, guess what? I've talking to the guy about the bouncing the laser thing. His last name is Wyatt, and he's called me twice. If you're talking about...
Get him to call us, man.
Huh?
Get him to call us.
What are you talking about, the bouncing the laser thing?
Okay.
You have to explain.
There's a theory that says that the astronauts left you. A mirror on the moon that we can bounce a laser off of, and it'll come back to the surface.
Is it true?
Yeah. From whatever.
So they say, and even if there was, like me and the gentleman Wyatt got in a discussion about, that doesn't mean man has put his foot on the moon.
What does it mean? We shot it up there with a cannon?
Hold on. And plus, when I spoke to him the second time, he admitted that there's no way to prove that it's actually calculating some kind of laser back from the moon.
Don't we have something better to do with our time than argue about that?
No. Well, it's not about the moon. What it's about is these cult members, too many people and their beliefs. And if you really want to do some real research...
I don't know if it's fair, Paul. I don't know if it's fair. Seriously. I don't know if it's fair to call most people cult members because they've... I mean, even if it's true, okay? And I don't know which one is true, personally. I don't know if we went or we didn't go. I'm not going to make a statement there.
Uh-huh.
But even if it is true that we did not go to the moon, to call everybody who fell for the trick, if it was indeed a trick, a cult member, is not fair. I mean,
well, it isn't fair.
No, it's not. They haven't been presented with all the evidence. They were presented with an official package from the news media back in the late 60s that said we went to the moon. I mean, who could possibly question that?
When they become a cult member is when they don't research what someone has told them, and they just say,
"Well, what about people like me? What about people like me who went in with an open mind?"
Do you want to take the actual challenge? Get the video. What happened on the moon? Get that and sit down, and that crushes every last thing that someone would love
but
then to call.
What's going to happen if I watch that and then I go out and I look at the web and I pull up all the evidence that I'm sure I'm going to be able to find?
You're talking about web and words. We're talking about video evidence.
No. I understand what you're saying,
research.
But a video still presents facts. If that video presents facts, then those facts, there's probably information out there somewhere that probably says the exact opposite of every single one of the facts.
Wait. Just because it's presented at 30 frames per second doesn't mean it's any more credible than what's on the internet.
No. I'll tell you what, if you really do your research, check out the lunar lander.
Now, Paul, okay,
check
I understand
out
what
everything.
You're saying. I understand what you're saying, but there's somebody... this has been hashed out on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com like you would not believe, listeners. So if this whole moon...
Hashed out.
Hang on, man. I'm talking to the listeners
argued
now.
Upon.
It has been argued upon quite a bit and extensively in minutia in detail on our bulletin board system. So if this topic interests you, you really should go to freetalklive.com. Go to the bulletin board system. Paul, you're on there as Awake and Free. I would say your prime opposition is a member named Shannick. Or Shane K, and you guys have literally been at each other's throats on this issue. You post a claim, Shane K posts a refutement to that, and it's a very interesting conversation, one in which we don't have time to get into the details.
Yeah, but like I said, we're talking about cult members, and it's not fair to call everyone a cult member, but when you dismiss it without even really thoroughly investigating it...
I don't think any one of us here has done that.
No, that's what I'm saying. They don't even really care whether it is or not.
Having this argument with you has gone into in-depth research on what you've presented them with.
He's talking about people in general. He's not talking about Free Talk Live,
People
per se.
In general are stupid idiots.
Well, people, first of all, Paul, don't have time. People don't have time to go and research every single thing that's out there, every claim that's made. They've got enough time to work their job and put food on the table, and who can blame them for having those priorities? Paul, good call. Thanks for it, man. We'll talk to you later. 1-800-259-9231. People just have different priorities. To some people, finding out about the moon landing is number one, but not very many. Most people just want to get some food in their mouths and pay the power bill on time. Don't you think?
A large percentage of people don't know who our vice president is.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't expect those people to do anything.
I'd say majority.
800-259-9231. It is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you wanted to, you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We've talked about success. We've talked about laziness. We've talked about a corrupt school principal. We've talked about the moon landing so far tonight. So literally anything goes on Free Talk Live. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can sign up for the updates and find out all the interesting news that's going on with Free Talk Live. If we get a new affiliate or if there's a new Shriner or there's something we want to tell our, you know, the in kids, all the kids that are in the know, sign up for the updates.
That's it.
All you got to do is give us your email address.
At freetalklive.com. And we promise we won't sell it or anything.
Actually, we don't get it. It's a Yahoo group.
Yahoo gets it.
Yes.
But we could get it if we wanted to.
Well, we don't know who to sell it to. So
1-800-259-9231.
And there's like 100 of them. How much are we going to get? You're going to get a penny for every 100 email addresses? Yeah. Well, we'd get a penny. It's not worth it.
800-259-9231. So I don't know. Where are we going to go next, guys? We got emails. We got all kinds of stuff here.
He wanted to talk about religions, and I have an interesting thing
yeah,
here.
I just wanted to make a comment in relation to something you guys were talking about on Saturday's show, I think it was.
Okay.
Well, it's just, you know, you guys were talking about proselytizing Christians.
Okay.
And how annoying they are. And mm-hmm. They are indeed annoying. However, you were saying that it's bad to be a proselytizing Christian, and that the good Christians are open-minded and whatnot. And I sat there...
Well, no, the good Christian... what I said was, I like the kind of Christian that doesn't throw it in your face all the time.
I think you might have used terminology like good and bad.
I do, too. I get along better with those types of Christians.
I think we might have used Trump.
However, if I... You know what? I think those type of Christians are hypocrites. Huge, disgusting hypocrites.
Which ones?
And you know what? If they can...
Wait, the ones that throw it in your face?
No, the ones that don't throw it in your face.
Okay.
You know what? Because as much as I'd get along with those people better, if they're going to sit there and think that, he's eventually going to hell, well, then I'm going to sit there and think that they're just a filthy, awful hypocrite.
What are you talking about?
Because here's why. I think that the only good, moral Christians, if you believe that one of your friends is going to burn in a fiery lake of just hell...
Because he's an atheist.
For all eternity, because they're an atheist, because they're immoral, whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, because they haven't accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts... Well, then you're a bad, awful person if you aren't sitting there 24/7 trying to save your friend from hell.
24/7. I mean, come on, you know.
Whatever level of commitment that you can donate, all of your time. If you really, truly care about that person, then you need to invest all of your heart into saving that person constantly.
I don't know if I can refute that.
Well,
it's interesting.
I don't know.
It's an interesting claim.
Just a second. For a second. Suppose you have a friend with a bad heroin addiction.
Right.
And, he's your friend. You like him. And I'm sure that you can talk to that friend a couple of times about the heroin addiction.
Right.
But just because you don't spend every single moment blocking them from getting heroin and, you know, like talking to them about, hey, wait, Joe, heroin, you know, heroin's bad. Bad heroin stuff. You know, you can go to jail and your family won't like you and sooner or later you're going to die. Did you see that movie, Ray? It's about heroin addiction.
Uh-huh.
You, buddy, you're like that. You know, like you're just jamming heroin addiction in their face all the time.
Right. They're not going to be your friend anymore.
Well, they're not going to be, but I don't think that you're any less the friend than if you have a couple of conversations with that person.
I agree with that, but
you're talking about a bad person.
See, now you're talking about friendship, and you're talking about a religion that specifies that you're supposed to save people, right? That specifies
right.
that that's your gig. Although,
well,
does all
I'm also
Christianity
talking about,
say that?
I'm also talking about friendship, though. I'm also talking about friendship, that in order to be a good
friend,
a Christian who believes in that religion. Now, I'm not talking about just being a good friend.
I think it's a conflict.
Yes, it is a conflict, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, because it's a conflict between being a friend.
Christianity is nonsense, but...
Right,
you know.
It's a conflict between being a good friend, and a good friend is someone who respects another person's decisions, their friend's decisions, maybe puts a little input in if asked, but that's about it. That's a good friend. Versus being a good Christian. That's the conflict,
How
right?
can you be a good friend and at the same time visualizing your friend having the flesh seared from their bones in a fiery pit of just torture for all eternity?
Because you can't make a decision for them, and it's the same thing with the heroin addict. If you keep on jabbing that whole thing in their face, you're never going to get them... You're only going to make them angry and make them go away. You're not going to have the opportunity to really show them what life is like as a non-heroin addict. Look, you could be like me, not the heroin addict.
For example, I couldn't be friends with a serious crack addict. I mean, I'd look at that person, their very existence would disgust me. Because it would just be too hard for me to be friends with that person and watch them destroy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be too hard for me to continue being friends with that person. And I feel like in order to be a good friend as a Christian, you would need to do something to help your friend.
You feel like that they have to go all out. I'm with Manwich. I think that you can be a quote-unquote good Christian and still be friendly with somebody, but not necessarily throw it in their face so much because of what Manwich is saying. If you ever want that chance to save said individual, you have to be accepting of who they are at that moment, and then maybe just periodically throw something in there, throw a few cards down that say Jesus or whatever in front of them and see if they pick up on it.
I can see where you're coming from on this one. If your friend is going to come to some terrible end and they won't veer their course from that terrible end, I can see what you're saying is that you would do whatever it is in your power. But it's the key is it's within your power. And getting in their face all the time trying to save them isn't going to save them.
Okay, but that
lessens your effectiveness. It lessens your ability to do
yes
anything.
And no, but I think also that's a safe thing. That's a very cop-out, easy way for Christians. You know, this very easy cop-out way for Christians to just say that they're going to stay friends with people as opposed to being willing to make the ultimate sacrifice of the friendship. To say, look, if you're going to engage in this behavior, then I'm not going to be friends with you anymore, and you're going to lose a friend.
Then how in the world are you going to convert that person at some point or another?
You wouldn't. If you made wouldn't. That ultimatum, then you'd be moving
That's
on.
That's not your job as a Christian, is not to
you can't
decide
give up.
Who can make it, who can't.
You're saying can't give up.
Right. It's not your job to say, you're right, it's not your job to say who can make it and who can't. But if you sit there and you believe that person's going to end up in a fiery pit of hell, and you're still going to remain friends with that person, and you're thinking that in the back of your mind constantly throughout your friendship, how are you really being a friend to that person? I mean, how?
You give them, like, how would I be being a friend to the heroin addict? I can give them a good example. I can, talk them through their problems.
I'm siding with you on this one, man.
Most Christians I know don't.
I see the point where you're coming from. I just don't think it's a defensible argument.
I don't think that most Christians I've ever come across, when they see people engaging in sinful behavior, ever really say anything. They don't really ever do anything about it.
That's because sin is such a very, sin, as far as a Christian is concerned, is such a very day-to-day life.
Yeah,
and this world is sin.
It's not a Christian, as far as I know, it's not a Christian's role to prevent you from sinning as much as it is a Christian's role to get you into the fold and
right.
bring you to church.
It's not like
and
a cop who's supposed to stop law-breaking. they're like a psychic police who's supposed to stop future sinning.
Yeah, they might know. I mean, they might know that you're going out to buy a whore one night and they'll feel really bad about it, but they also know that all you have to do is go to church and say you're sorry and then you're forgiven for it. So, it's not like, and there's not a sense of urgency either. I mean, I don't think with most Christians, because most people, even though there is, yes, there's a chance you could get hit by a bus tomorrow and die and then go to hell if that's what the Christians believe. There's obviously that chance all the time, but I don't think that means that they have to necessarily have this sense of urgency, like, I've got to save Johnson tomorrow, and if I don't save him tomorrow, he's going to hell.
You're talking about this like the Christians save people, and they don't. People save themselves by, adhering to the Gospels and
accepting
Jesus.
If you want to chime in, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Check out the locks on that babe. No, it's not a pretty woman with great hair. It's a hot car with anti-theft devices. When I come back, we'll talk about other ways to make your car less stealable. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Next time you get clipped, it should be in the barber shop, not on the curb as a victim of auto theft.
Per the Department of Justice, a car is scalped every 27 seconds. So lower your car's risk of being stolen by parking in well-lit lots with windows closed, doors locked, and keys in hand. Keep your original title at home and carry vehicle registration by purse or wallet. If you have an alarm, use it every time you leave your car. Like bad hair days, you can't control thieves, but you can make moves to keep your car out of danger and yourself out of a hairy mess. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
Ian Johnson.
And Manwichu doesn't have a mic in front of him. There you go. 1-800-259-9231. And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of free stuff on there. The entire website is no charge, including the archives. And that's the most critical area where freedom counts. Because we're not tying you down to a $5 a month credit card charge or anything like that. You just go get them. The last six shows are right there on the front of the website at freetalklive.com. They're even described, so you can pick your favorite moment if you'd like at freetalklive.com. So we've been all over the map as usual tonight, Manwich. Where are we going next?
You know, I want to talk about this story that I was just reading here. It all started as a proposed trade between 2 9-year-old Wichita boys. This here from the
were they trading Pokemon cards?
You would think they might be, but no. In fact, one boy offered a .38 caliber handgun for an Xbox.
Sounds like a good trade.
Yeah, and
handguns go for several hundred dollars, don't they? At least a couple hundred.
So the Xbox is
okay shape. That's what I'm saying. It was a good trade.
The gun as a bonus. Turns out to be, it's loaded.
Ooh.
But the trade never occurred. Instead, the boy offering the gun has been suspended from school, and his grandfather has received a notice to appear in court for improperly storing a firearm.
Firearm.
Everyone, including the grandfather, agree Wednesday that it's a good thing that no one got hurt. A possible tragedy was averted because authorities were notified, police said. Instead of going through the trade Tuesday, the boy, with the Xbox, told his mother about the offer. Mother quickly notified a teacher, and soon police were alerted, and the school district spokeswoman, police found the loaded gun in the boy's backpack at his home Tuesday night.
Boy, them gun laws sure prevent people from getting guns, don't they?
Yeah, right.
Well,
we need more. We need more gun laws.
Those gun laws, well, the only people that'll get guns if we have all those gun laws are criminals and children.
9-year-olds.
Now, because the school district has a zero-tolerance policy against weapons and because the gun could have been taken to school, the boy who was offered the trade has been suspended for what might have happened, for, like, intent.
Well, no, he's been suspended for taking a gun to school.
No, he did not take a gun to school.
Wait a minute, I thought they found a gun in his backpack.
They did find a gun. No, they found it on Tuesday night.
At his house.
At his house.
Well, the parents did?
So wait a minute. So the actual...
Police found the loaded gun at the in the boy's backpack at his home Tuesday night.
Ah, so the the trade wasn't going down on school grounds. That was outside
It was going down on Wednesday.
But he offered the gun in trade, but he didn't actually have it in his possession at the time?
He offered the gun in, of course.
In his backpack that was going to be brought to school the next day.
The deal was proposed and then agreed upon.
Right.
And before the deal could be enacted, the one boy told his mom about the, you know, hey mom, can I have all the pieces of the Xbox because I'm going to trade with Tommy for a gun. And then the mom's like, oh, what? So she calls the school, and the school calls the cops, and the cops go over to the boy's house, the boy with the gun's house, and over at the boy with the gun's house, they look in his backpack, and sure enough, there's a loaded .38 in there.
So, okay, so then therefore he's been suspended because they thought he was going to bring it to school.
Right. It's very interesting. He's suspended for considering bringing a gun to school. And, of course, they have a zero-tolerance policy and blah, blah, blah. So, do you kind of understand how weird
I understand it now, yes.
Now, it's clear the boy was going to violate school rules.
Yeah.
I mean, it's he's got the gun in his backpack.
He was ready to go.
But he didn't do it.
He didn't.
And I think it's very interesting. The boy's grandfather and guardian took the precautions to keep the gun away from his... he said he took precautions to keep the gun away from his grandchildren.
I put it in my cabinet.
Let's see. Tuesday afternoon, the boys discussed the trade as they walked home off school grounds. Let's see. Sharon, 58, said he thought the gun, a five-shot model, had been stolen recently from his southwest Wichita home during a break-in.
He didn't report it. The Rice Krispies box was a little bit lower.
He's only 54. It wasn't until Tuesday night when the police came to his door that Sharon started learning the truth. About 2 weeks ago, his grandson had taken a ladder around to Sharon's bedroom window. Sharon said he keeps his bedroom door locked from the outside, from the inside, and stored the unloaded pistol out of sight in the top rear of his closet.
Mm-hmm.
He kept this kid at 9 years old. He's like a cat burglar.
Hey, 9 years old, man. He could have been on his way to becoming a millionaire.
He kept the ammunition separately in the nightstand. But without the guy knowing, he said his grandson pried open the window from the outside, took the gun, loaded it with five bullets, and then hid it in the garage. The gun remained in the garage for about 10 days until the boy put it into his backpack, where the police found it and confiscated it. I thought I had taken every reasonable precaution, the guy said.
That was definitely every reasonable precaution.
It seems like it to me. During questioning, the boy told officers he never planned to take the gun to school. Well, good.
Great. Yeah, good move,
That's
kid.
Why it's in the backpack. And he just said his intentions was to get an Xbox. The boy had received another electronic game toy and traded it away, his grandfather said. These kids are just a little trading fiend.
Mm-hmm. What did he trade that one for?
I don't know. he says That's his amazing. Grandson is very smart and makes excellent grades. Still, the guy says the boy doesn't fully yet understand what kind of trouble he's in now. The trade apparently was to take place at Sharon's house.
Well, at least the grandfather didn't get in trouble here. I mean, the kids...
What? The grandfather's charged.
He's charged. I missed that part. What did he get charged with?
He's charged with failing to properly secure a gun.
Get out of here!
Yep.
Failing to secure... He locked the damn door!
His grandfather has received a notice to appear in court for improperly storing a firearm.
The kid broke and entered into his room from the outside!
With a ladder!
That is crazy.
It,
how much more proper do they want it? I mean, do they want it in a locked box with fingerprints?
A jury of his peers is never going to find him guilty of this.
Well, I hope not, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to spend money on the trial.
Money and time and all that
other
stuff. Yeah, it's a crazy charge, but a jury of his peers would never.
Not to mention the...
assuming that the story he tells is true.
Not to mention the neighbors looking at this guy and possibly being ostracized for what he did. And not being able to go down to the local grocery mart and buy food there.
Because
he was arrested for letting his kid have access to the firearm.
Well, if it says in this story right here, which is from, thousands of miles away, then everyone should know in Wichita that, in fact, this guy, had his bedroom door locked and the kid got a ladder and went in.
That is crazy. I guess his son was pretty, or the grandson was pretty smart. I mean, that's resourceful.
He is a resourceful child, that's for sure.
That's somebody who wants to have an Xbox. Like, he's willing to do almost anything.
Well, he had a game system and traded it away.
Right.
Little hoodlum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Johnson said.
Well, and if he gets a gun, I mean, who knows how many Xboxes he could get then.
He could go to Target and hold them up.
Oh, my goodness. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231.
Just an interesting story.
It really was an interesting story. Let's get to some interesting email. Let's see, this one, Socialist Medicine Horrors. This one from Britain, as a matter of fact. Tony Blair yesterday faced a woman who pulled out 7 of her teeth after failing to find a dentist.
I thought you were going to say that the email was from Tony Blair.
No. Great-grandmother Valerie Halsworth,
she's a big Free Talk Live fan.
Age 64, removed her teeth with her husband's pliers.
Ew.
She pulled out a 7th tooth over the weekend before meeting the PM in Coventry yesterday. The cleaner has a gum disease that causes her teeth to loosen. And we'll get to the remainder of this story. Why?
If you don't want this gum disease, kid, floss every day.
And if you don't want this gum disease, stay away from socialism, kids, because that's the moral of this story. We'll get to the rest of the details coming up. It's your show, 1-800-259-9231. You can literally bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control via the phones at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes on this show, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind, all you have to do is pick up your phone and share it with us. 1-800-259-9231. Also, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies, we want to put you on our website on the Shrine because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. We've actually got ladies listening to this show. One program director, I call program directors all day long. One of them thought that we were a woman-only show.
Just from our female.
Just because one of the selling points on the show is that we have women listening, and he just kind of misread that to think that only women listen to Free Talk Live, which is definitely not the case.
No.
But women do listen to Free Talk Live.
That would be hard to pull off in talk radio.
Yeah, of all ages. Although there actually are, as I've been looking around the country, very few. There's maybe two or three talk radio stations aimed directly at women. I mean, it's amazing.
They probably have to be in an urban area, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Anyway,
some shows that are aimed that way, too.
I mean, 100% programming on the station, women-driven. Anyway, 800-259-9231. On this show, we'll put your pictures online, and also you get preferences on the phones. So if you're a lady and you call in, we got guys on hold, you go first. We go to your call first. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about.
Beautiful.
That's why it's Free Talk Live.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or check out their website, freestateproject.org.
So what happens when you're in Great Britain and your teeth are hurting and you can't find a dentist?
I don't know.
You rip them out with a pair of pliers.
Oh, my God.
Seven of them, as a matter of fact. Valerie Halsworth, age 64, great-grandmother, removed her teeth with her husband's pliers. She pulled out a seventh tooth over the weekend and then met up with Tony Blair, the man of much mention here in the United States. The cleaner from Scarborough has a gum disease that causes her teeth to loosen. Mr. Blair told her, quote, "I can't suddenly just produce more dentists. We have to train them. I can't force them from the private sector into the NHS. Now, the NHS sounds like the National Health Services or something like that.
It sounds like something.
It's the socialist medicine program that they have over there in the United Kingdom. So, Mr. Blair...
National Health Services, I thought is what it was.
I'm guessing. I'm just guessing on NHS. You take your best guess. I mean, it's definitely
it is English.
It's definitely a government socialist program. And here is Mr. Tony Blair admitting that he just can't make dentists out of thin air. There's not enough dentists in their socialist program, and he can't force people to come out of the private sector into NHS. Well,
Who would want to go to NHS from the private sector?
I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Blair,
Have you ever tried to do any business with the government? The incredible amount of paperwork that's involved in doing business with the government, it's just daunting.
Do you think that might have something to do with why there aren't very many dentists available? Because they just don't want to get involved. See, that's the issue.
I would say the good dentists are probably in the private sector.
This is the key issue with socialism, and specifically socialist medicine. You're basically saying that we're going to force everybody to pay for health care, so therefore we have to force people into health care, because if they don't join up voluntarily to be doctors and dentists and nurses, you are going to have to force people to do it. I mean, if you want to make good on your promises, right? If you want people to have health care and nobody wants to be a doctor anymore because it sucks, because the job stinks, and nobody wants to do it because the pay is really lousy and the socialism is terrible and the paperwork, like you were saying, is obtuse. Nobody wants to get involved in this particular field anymore. That's the problem with socializing medicine, is it takes all the incentive out of it. Okay, you might still be helping people, but you're not helping yourself at all. You're not putting food on your table because you're doing it for the government. You're not actually, there's no profit motive anymore. There's no reason for you to innovate. In this country, in the United States, the dental system is one of the more free. It's one of the more unregulated as far as health care goes. It's kind of up there in the echelon of veterinary care, veterinary and dental. Pretty unregulated. There's a lot of choice. There's a lot of different options out there. And there's, as a result, there are a variety of different prices and quality and various different offers.
Show me some low-priced dentists, man, because I need work.
I'm not saying it's low priced, man.
You live in the wrong town. That's your problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's low priced, but it sure as hell is. It's more reasonable to go to the dentist for a checkup, I think, than to go to the doctor. Anyway, let's continue the story. Tony Blair says, "I can't just produce more dentists. We have to train them. I can't force them from the private sector into the NHS." The hidden answer there is, well, you're just going to have to wait if you've got a toothache, because we don't have enough. Going to have to wait. Valerie said, "Mr. Blair didn't seem as though he had an answer. The 10 teeth I've got left are okay, but in another month or two, I'm going to need a dentist again. It would be nice for somebody to take them out properly for me." She added, "The only way to get rid of the pain from my teeth was to pull out the infected ones. I had a few pints of lager and then screwed up my face, put the pliers against the tooth, and yanked. It's lucky I like milk pudding and mashed potato." I'm serious. This is a real article. She says, my husband can't stand to watch, but he's lucky. He had all his teeth pulled out 30 years ago and got a set
That's
of
lucky.
False teeth for about a fiver. So Mrs. Halsworth, who cannot afford private dentistry in the United Kingdom, said three foreign dentists in her hometown all proved unsatisfactory. And that's probably the private dentistry, while it's better than the government one there, it's probably astronomically expensive and not that much better, because I'm sure they're extremely regulated. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. Coming back with more.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231. The Monday night edition, wrapping things up here. If you want to get your call in, you better make it now, because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this six nights a week, though, so never fear. There's always more Free Talk Live coming your way within a matter of hours, because we're here Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, and we're also live on Saturday night as well from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
So 22 short hours from now, there'll be another edition of Free Talk Live.
Exactly. And you can go to freetalklive.com and check out the live streaming that we have there. During the show, we've got a broadband stream. We've got a dial-up stream. They're free. And you can get them for free at freetalklive.com.
And when we're not streaming, you can get the archives.
That's correct. Great. Last 6 days.
Bored at work, haven't been listening to the show for a while, you can spend two full days listening to archives.
Two full days.
Two full days?
I don't think so.
Right? Yeah.
No.
Two full work days.
Two full work days. Okay.
My God, you're obscure.
Well, I listen to the show at work, and I listen to and it keeps me,
And you work 8 hours a day?
Well, yeah, and it keeps me entertained. And
we have 13 hours of programming, and again,
right, exactly. It's yeah. But
so minus least, breaks and lunch, you probably yeah,
right.
Got about
exactly.
Days.
It's about 2 full work days.
Must be nice to get paid to listen to Free Talk Live.
It is. I just sit there and I poke away at ugly people and take off their zits and listen to Free Talk Live.
Now you have to explain
and
what
other
you mean
podcasts.
By that. You
poke
people
I work,
a dermatologist.
I do digital photography and image retouching. I airbrush people, make them look 10 pounds lighter and 10 years younger.
Really? I didn't know you could
somebody
actually
make me look 10 pounds.
You
lighter.
Can actually take weight off with.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you literally like? Are you just doing it with coloring and shading, or are you doing it by literally removing a portion of their body?
I can literally remove a portion of their body, depending on how heavy they are. Normally, I don't need to do that.
What about my extra, like, pelican neck?
Yep, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrinkles
wow.
on my
standard,
eyes?
That's standard. Standard is wrinkles. The standard retouching that we do normally for, like, free is removing wrinkles, like, bags under the eyes. We lighten under the eyes, remove some lines and any blemishes on the face, like any zits, any... Just, I don't know, facial hair out of place. Right. Who knows? Stuff like that. And
this goes on with, like,
whitening teeth?
We can definitely do whitening the teeth, and generally we'll do that. That's, I don't know if that's normally considered extra or not, but yeah, that's definitely something I do it on myself.
This goes on all over the place in the industry now, right? Graphic industry, I mean.
And it's definitely, not everyone. I mean, definitely where I work is ahead of the game, but...
I mean, as far as, like, if you go on Fark.com...
It's certainly a service in demand.
Like, if you go on Fark... I've noticed it a lot. If you go on Fark.com and look at the boobies links, for instance, where they show the nude ladies, a lot of them are heavily modified.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
They look like...
Any magazine... This is a challenge to anyone. If you go out to any magazine, and you... Okay, take some pictures, look through some photo albums, look through even some very young people... And one of the things that you'll notice is, okay, everyone has a little bit of lines under their eyes. Everyone has some lines under their eyes.
Sure.
Now, if you go into any supermarket, you look at the magazines on the shelves, and you look at the female celebrities in particular, also male celebrities, you will notice that they have no lines under their eyes. None.
Completely lineless.
Blemish, you look at family pictures now, and even, if you have a decent close-up shot of somebody's face, they've got pores, they've got blemishes.
Somebody's been working their magic.
You can tell. People. Skin looks too smooth in celebrity photos.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, you can't call that number anymore because we're done. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, the next 22 hours, you can always go to freetalklive.com and join the fun on there. We got all kinds of good stuff for you. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern.
If you're tired of...